Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I want to welcome to the show his inaugural debut on the program, Corey DeAngelis. Corey is a senior fellow at the American Federation for Children and the author of a brand new book, The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Ruining Our Schools. Corey, welcome to the show. I understand you were in Philadelphia yesterday as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I did an event with the Commonwealth Foundation, and the book is now a national bestseller. Trump also endorsed it. I'm now in L.A., where there was a bunch of union lunacy over the past few years. So it's been great going across the country, exposing the hypocrisy and the nonstop fear mongering from the unions over the past few years.
Now, are you traveling with Randy Weingarten? Is she hanging out with you on the book tour?
No, actually, I sent her a copy of the book. I dedicated it to her for overplaying her hand and awakening a sleeping giant. I mean, they were just so stupid stepping in it over and over again the past few years. We had the biggest school choice revolution we've ever seen happening right before our eyes because they wanted to hold children's education hostage. But no, she hasn't come on, and I've invited her to things, but she hasn't come along. And the Chicago Teachers Union boss actually sent my book back to me. I guess it was above her reading level.
Oh, would we call that a book ban then, I guess?
Yeah, I guess they're banned. Hey, look, yeah, it's Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Everything they accuse us of doing, they're doing themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I have three children. I have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And I can tell you that when I talk to parents, and I talk to them all the time, because we always have, you know, Little League games and dance and everything else, it is the biggest conversation that we have, is the indoctrination of our children. During COVID, it was, of course, you know, them being kept out of class, the mask mandates. I had a fight to get my daughter a mask exemption because she has a speech issue. It's the biggest issue. And you are right, Corey DeAngelis. We have awoken the sleeping giant here, and it's parents.
That's right. Yeah, we've had 12 states now, Louisiana being the most recent this past week, going all in on school choice. Before 2021, we had 0 states with Milton Friedman's vision of everybody getting school choice. Now we have 12 states. It's more momentum in the past 3 years than in the preceding 3 decades. And we could really thank the unions for overplaying their hand and inadvertently doing more to advance school choice and homeschooling than anyone could have ever imagined. And it's because families got to see what the hell was going on in the classroom. They're focusing more on the LGBTs than the ABCs. They're throwing a bunch of money at the problem. We spend about $20,000 per kid per year, and they're failing. In places like Baltimore, they have 40% of their high schools with 0% math proficiency rates. It's insane how wasteful it is. And it's because the unions, they just want a monopoly on the money, and they want a monopoly on the minds of other people's children. So they fight against school choice every step of the way. And during COVID, they fought to keep the schools closed because they knew they could use that as leverage to hold children's education hostage of all things to advocate for more money. And it worked for them. They got $190 billion in so-called COVID relief since March of 2020. And look, that's the only reason Democrats really fought for this for the closures, is that the Democrats are basically a wholly owned subsidiary of the teachers unions. Think about Randy Weingarten's union, the AFT. 99.97% of their campaign contributions in 2022, guess what? They went to Democrats. It's a money laundering operation. It ought to be illegal. And this is true for all public sector unions. The teachers unions are the biggest one, the biggest labor unions in the country. But public sector unions in general, they have no incentive because families and customers can't vote with their feet to other providers.
And, you know, Cory DeAngelis, we've talked about this in the past being the civil rights issue of our time, school choice. No doubt about it. And in places like Philadelphia, I mean, I know there's parents who would love to send their kids to charter schools. They would love to send their kids to private schools. They can't afford to do so. And the public teachers union, the teachers unions, stops it because they want the monopoly. They want the indoctrination. And who suffers the most? You know, black kids, Hispanic kids, kids in poor neighborhoods, kids in failing schools, places like Camden, places like Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, if the left was honest about their definition of systemic racism, they would be calling the government school monopoly systemically racist because of disproportionate outcomes by income, race. They discriminate on the basis of zip code, and school choice would really be an equalizer, allow families to vote with their feet, families who didn't have school choice because they couldn't afford to pay out of pocket for private school tuition and fees, and the families who couldn't afford to live in the neighborhoods that happened to be assigned to the best so-called quote-unquote public schools.
The parent revolution is something they try to stop by scaring parents into silence by saying that they might be domestic violent extremists. When Merrick Garland did that, I thought that was one of the worst times in modern history, in recent history anyway.
Yeah, you know what's funny is the democratic model of accountability that the public school advocates would fight for decades. They'd say, hey, we're accountable. You can come show up at the school board meeting and we'll listen to you if you're not happy. No, they only wanted to listen to you if you agreed with them. When parents showed up, when they saw what was happening with CRT and gender ideology being shoved down children's throats, guess what? They had their mics cut off. They were labeled as domestic terrorists by the National School Boards Association, which we should really rename them to the Regional School Boards Association, because guess what? 26 states have left the NSBA since they sent that letter. Earlier drafts of that letter actually called for the military. They called for the military and the National Guard, of all things, to be deployed to school board meetings to bully and silence parents into submission. But the good news is parents have only been emboldened to fight back even harder. They've become a new interest group of their own of sorts, more of a general interest than a special interest, because they're fighting for their own kids. And we're racking up victories, W's in state after state. And even in your home state of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro has even started to defect on the issue of school choice. He's, you know, unions have given him a lot of money for a while, but parents are holding politicians accountable to where they're now actually, even some Democrats are starting to defect and start to signal public support for school choice. That's a longer story and aside when he actually caved to the unions in the end, but he actually went on Fox News last year reiterating support for school choice. And in politics, if you're explaining, you're losing. So it was a bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see if it works out for him, for Josh Shapiro, who ultimately vetoed his own campaign promise.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Amazing stuff. This is what former president and future president Donald Trump said about your book. He said, Corey DeAngelis is a fighter for parental rights. His new book, The Parent Revolution, is a great guide to help moms and dads take back control of their children's education from the radical Marxists ruining our schools. As I've long said, school choice is the civil rights issue of our time, and parents must have a voice in their child's education. When I'm your president again, I will protect parental rights, support teachers, and expand educational freedom for all American families. You know what I think, Corey DeAngelis? I think Republican candidates at the local level of government make a huge mistake by running away from these issues, running away from the indoctrination of our kids and issues. I see conservative school board candidates win in the same towns that Republican candidates lose for town council and mayor, because the town council and mayor candidates, they're afraid to touch this stuff. They need to go after it. This is the winning issue. This is the formula.
It is a political. It's a political winner. Look at what Glenn Youngkin did in 2021 with Mr. Terry. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach McAuliffe. The Democrat, a former governor of Virginia in a state that apparently went 10 points to Biden the year before. Youngkin, a Republican, won on education of all things by 6 points with education voters, which was the number two issue in that election. And look, in Texas, in my home state, 21 so-called Republicans voted with all the Democrats and the unions against school choice, their own party platform, after it already passed the Senate. And guess what? 14 of them are gone. That's a political earthquake that basically never happens. Incumbents usually win re-election 95% of the time. That trend was inverted in Texas and nationwide in 2022. We targeted, with my organization, the American Federation for Children and our state affiliates, targeted 69 incumbents for voting against education freedom and parental rights, and we took out 40 of them in 2022. That is a political earthquake. It is a mandate from voters. And look, and it's a basic reality that most people, Republicans, independents, and Democrats even, support the concept of school choice generally. And they also understand, obviously, that your kids don't belong to the government. The money's meant for the family. It should follow them to the school that works best for them, especially after COVID, where they closed the schools, the private schools were open, the union schools were closed. And guess what? They were doing this ridiculous crap everywhere. In Chicago, their boss actually sends her kid to private school after calling school choice racist just a year ago. Total hypocrisy. But they deleted a tweet saying, quote, "The push to reopen schools is rooted in you guessed it, sexism, racism, and misogyny. They threw all these buzzwords at the wall. They were fear-mongering with fake coffins and body bags and tombstones. It was so pathetic. They also created a fake, an interpretive dance video, of all things, to try to protest going back to work while they were vacationing in Puerto Rico, thousands of miles away. I mean, it became so amazing. Apparent to your everyday voter that families should have a right in their kids' education.
Yeah, you know, Corey DeAngelis, it's great to have you. And a lot of people were tweeting along that they're thrilled to hear you on the show. And I appreciate you following me on Twitter. And I highly recommend you following Corey as well on X and getting his book, obviously. It's really important. And going for federationforchildren.org. The other thing, too, is the lie about book bans. I am so sick of this. You know, your book is not going to be in most public school libraries. And Thomas Sowell's books are not in most public school libraries, but I got to listen to this BS that there is a book ban happening and Republicans want to ban books. Not a single book banned in this country.
No.
But it's one of those great lies they keep telling.
Well, look, a Wisconsin Teachers Union executive board member actually called to burn my book. So it's okay when they do it, I guess. But look, yeah, it's not banning a book just by you got to make a decision about what books are in libraries for young children, and they must be age appropriate. That's pretty dang reasonable. The left just does this all the time. They twist language to suit their agenda. And with their agenda, look, the radical left has figured out that they can infiltrate the government-run school system where they control the minds of other people's children to vote for their socialist pet projects in the future. Look, conservatives, independents, and rational Democrats, we can't win this ideological war just by having more kids. Look, they get to educate our children and others. 50 million kids a year go through the government school system at $20,000 a kid, $20,000 a kid, and they're using our own money to raise them in their socialist worldview. That's a huge problem. Even if you don't care about education policy, you should pick up the parent revolution. Even if you're not a parent yourself or even a grandparent, this is the most important fight to save the future direction of our country. You think Hollywood has a lot of influence? They do, but also the school system is even more. If you can take back the schools, you're striking at the root of the problem even more, because they're dealing with young, impressionable minds for 13 years of their lives, for 7 hours a day, and education freedom is the way that we take our country back.
Well said, my friend. Keep up the great work. Corey DeAngelis and the book, The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Ruining Our Schools, national bestseller. Pick it up today. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.